Welcome back to Dream Journey, Breaking the Dream Barriers. Today's episode is Fools, Frogs, and Fires. April is a month for April Fool's Day, the day of pranks, jokes, and trickery. But today I want to ask you something serious. Are you fooling yourself? I know you're probably wondering, what does this have to do with frogs? If you hang tight, I will tell you. Here's the truth. Many of us are fooling ourselves. We pretend that we're fine when we are actually burned out. We stay in toxic jobs thinking that it's normal or that it'll get better. We ignore stress signals, telling ourselves that I just need to push through. We sacrifice our health, our joy, and our peace. And for what? A paycheck? A title? The approval of people who wouldn't notice if we disappeared? Clarissa, and her name has changed to protect her privacy, she stepped into a leadership role, but she felt that she was drowning. She had taken a leadership course, but lacked real-world experience to be an effective leader. Her team was exhausted, disengaged, and constantly changing because turnover was skyrocketing. And the cost of the company was climbing with every exit. Meetings felt tense, deadlines were slipping, and burnout had become the unspoken norm. She felt like she was failing as a leader, and her confidence was slipping. She knew that something had to change, but with her own energy depleted, she wasn't sure where to begin. Besides lacking experience, Clarissa also had a habit of seeking approval instead of respect. Know that habits are a part of identity. So we had to dive deeper to get to the bottom of her habit so she could create a new habit. Wanting to be liked can lead to poor decision-making and inconsistency. Strong leaders prioritize fairness and results over popularity. When I reflect back on one work center where men didn't want to take orders from women, I received feedback that my job as a leader was to be liked. This wasn't surprising given that this was a toxic work center. If you are a leader in this type of environment, then you have to pick and choose your battles. Sometimes just playing along can be survival. It doesn't mean that you agree. But being likable can be important in business, but it is more important to be respected as a person and as a professional. I helped Clarissa become an effective leader, and she regained the confidence that she once had. And today isn't just about jokes. It's also Stress Awareness Month, leading up to National Self-Care Day and also to World Health Day. So let me ask you, are you taking care of yourself? Or are you playing the fool? And how can a frog help you prevent burnout? I want to tell you a story about the frog in boiling water. And maybe you've heard it before. There's a scientific experiment, or maybe it's just a metaphor, but either way, it's powerful. So imagine a frog, and you drop it into boiling water, and what does it do? It jumps out instantly because the water is too hot. It's dangerous. The frog senses it, and survival instinct kicks in. Now take the same frog and place it in some cool, comfortable water, the kind that it loves. But then, slowly, you turn up the heat. And little by little, the water gets warmer. And the frog adjusts. It tells itself that it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. Until it's too late. Until it's boiling alive. Sounds horrible, right? But this is what burnout feels like. No one wakes up one day completely depleted. It happens gradually. The job you once loved starts to feel suffocating. Your passion fades. Your energy drains. But you stay because I need the money. I can't just quit. This is just how life is, right? It's normal. But the water gets hotter and you stay until you can't jump out anymore. So let me ask you, where are you right now? Is your water starting to boil? And let's get real. If you're feeling exhausted all the time, even after you sleep, Maybe you're feeling disconnected, like you're on autopilot, just going through the motions. Maybe you're irritable and anxious and snapping at other people for no reason. Maybe you feel numb, like nothing excites you anymore. Trapped, dreading work every single day. Then this is your wake-up call. The universe isn't going to send you a flashing neon sign that says, "Hey, you're burning out." No, it starts as whispers, a feeling, a tension in your chest, a gut instinct that something is off. And if you ignore it, the signs get louder. Migraines, insomnia, anxiety, illness, taking sick days. By the time you finally take it seriously, you're already deep into the burnout spiral. So I want you to do something for me right now. Pause and take a deep breath in. Now ask yourself, what is my body trying to tell me that I've been ignoring? Let's talk about self-care, because if you just rolled your eyes, I get it. Self-care has been commercialized into bubble baths, spa days, yoga, massage and meditation. And hey, those things are nice, but real self-care, it's much deeper than that. It's setting those boundaries and saying no when something drains you. It's listening to your body and resting when you need it without guilt. It's letting go of toxic environments, workplaces, friendships, relationships. If they are sucking the life out of you, you don't owe them your energy. Doing what makes you feel alive again, creativity, movement, play. So let me ask you, what is one thing that you can do this week to take care of yourself? Not next month, not when things calm down, but right now. So here's your challenge. Call it the April Fool's Detox. For 1 week, stop fooling yourself. Stop pretending that you're fine when you're not. Stop saying yes when you want to say no. And stop ignoring your body's warning signs. And if you feel stuck in a toxic job, I have a lot of requests to create future episodes about toxic jobs, so stay tuned in. You don't have to stay in a job that's killing your spirit. You don't have to figure it out by yourself if you're a leader. You deserve more than survival. You deserve to thrive. So here's what I want you to do. Pick one self-care action this week. Something small. Something that shifts you out of burned out and into alignment. Write it down. Commit to it. Tell someone. Find an accountability partner. And if you know someone stuck in boiling water, send them this episode. Because no one should wake up one day realizing they've burned themselves out, realizing that the cost was higher than if they just made some lifestyle changes. So take care of yourself, and not next week, not next year, but now. And remember, don't be a fool. And until next time, mind the gap.